become better, yeah, better than I am. I was raised thinking everything was all on me. Now I'm on the way, here I stand, crumbling. But there will not be a shining image of me coming in on a white horse, riding victorious. There will not be a shining image of me coming in.
Here to the station, that is Morgan McCaskey, and she is joining me. We're going to talk to her in just a second. By we, I mean I don't know why I keep saying we. That's weird. Before Morgan, you heard the Womack Family Band with Bloodline Blues, Dan Maraldi with Junkie Friend, and By Light We Loom, starting off that set. Morgan, how are you?
Doing swell. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm going to turn on your mic now. We're going to try that one more time. Morgan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, still well.
Well, thanks for coming down.
My pleasure. The streets are plowed now, so.
Are they really?
Yeah, mostly.
All the one-way streets are looking okay, huh?
I have four-wheel drive, so.
Oh, look at you.
I know, I'm so fancy.
It was funny because this is your first time to Neo Rocks, right?
Coming down here.
And yeah. It's funny, it's like I felt bad because you got a little lost. Usually people get lost in the parking lot, and I could figure that out. But I think you were telling me like directions from the vending machines, and then we had the cafeteria, and I was trying to get you here. But
yeah, I got a few snacks, got to the chapel, and now I'm here. Hit up the gym.
Watch the basketball upstairs, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, you did it all. That's
the
great.
The campus tour. Ready to start school again.
You were here right on time. That's
Woo-hoo.
Great. That's great. Well, thanks for coming down. And you had actually reached out to me because you've got kind of a cool thing that you're trying to promote. So why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. Well, I have made a couple EPs thus far, and I would like to make another one. I've been writing some new songs. I'm kind of a slow songwriter. It takes me a while to sift through both musical and lyrical ideas, but I have a new batch of songs now that I've been arranging that I want to put out in a record form this year. So in order to do that, I've just put together a video, and I've started to launch a Kickstarter campaign, and hopefully that will pan out well so that I can make a new record this year and drop some new music in the Cleveland scene.
That's awesome. Now, what is this your first Kickstarter campaign that you're doing?
It's actually my second.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now, for people listening, you know, we have a lot of musicians who listen in here. A lot of musicians, because that's what we do here at Neo Rocks. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the highlights of doing a Kickstarter campaign?
So the challenge is that, and it's also the impetus. It is an all or nothing campaign. So you make your goal, you can make your project. You don't make your goal, you don't get anything, and you're back to square one. So you've kind of you put everything on the line. But what's cool about it is for people that participate in the campaign, they can get you give them basically rewards or prizes, so it's they feel vested in the project.
Right.
So for a
right.
certain level, you can get a CD. For another level, you can get a concert in your house. So it's pretty cool.
Now, if people want to find out more about that, where can they go online?
They can go to Kickstarter.com and just search Morgan McCaskey, or on any of my social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And it's spelled Morgan, traditional, and then M-E-C-A-S-K-E-Y, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Spelling challenge is over. We survived that. Well, I want to talk about Loverless Wild and Righteous Kind, which we're going to hear Loverless Wild here in a little bit. You recorded those with our mutual friend Dave Douglas at Danger House, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just those two tunes that you recorded over there?
No, both of my EPs that I've done so far, and actually stuff I did with my old band, I recorded with Dave in his home studio. I've known him for a while. That was a good process.
And you're a Cleveland Heights native.
That's correct.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
So it was a really short commute to hop over there. Made things a lot simpler.
That's awesome. Well, I want to get into some of the gigs you have coming up, including Bright Winter in a little bit, but do you want to play a song?
Sure. Since we're not going to hear the track, I'll play you just a stripped-down version of the title track off my first EP, Righteous Kind.
Here's Morgan McCaskey on Neo Rocks.
Enemies come from within, from without, plaguing the heart with fear and doubt, confusing our minds, so carried are we. Winds of false doctrine by wolves dressed like sheep. I'm not one of the righteous kind. I'm impure in my heart, divided in my mind. Ooh, no, I'm not one of the righteous kind. Can't save myself, no matter how hard I try. Prone to love it leads me astray. Yeah, my members at war, both night and day. The earth, it cries out for absolution. So I'm not one of the righteous kind. I'm impure in my heart, divided in my mind. Save myself, no matter how hard I try. I've tried, you know I'm trying hard. I can't save myself. I can't save myself. No, I can't save myself. No matter how hard I try.
Wow, Morgan McCaskey here on Neo Rocks. I was telling you off the air. We did a lot of talking off the air, that I saw you play a little while ago, and I was just mesmerized by your guitar work. You're pretty amazing at that, I got to say. Really impressed.
Thanks.
So as we were talking off the air, it's funny because whenever I get a new CD in or, you know, new music that's sent to us, the first question I always ask is it clean? Are there swear words on it? Because that's the main thing you don't want to do when you submit music to neorocks.com is have any kind of, you know, swear words on the songs. And you just looked at me like, no, of course not. These, you pick your words very carefully. And that's something I've noticed about you, listening to you live and then also listening to the Loverless Wild CD, is that a lot of your lyrics are, they're deep. They're very deep. They're not surface. Where does that come from?
From my deep, deep soul, Jason. So I think music is such a powerful medium, and it's so transcendent and can so stand the test of time that it should not be treated in a trivial manner. It doesn't mean fun songs or lighthearted songs are worthless. Of course not. They serve a certain purpose. Where I'm just naturally inclined to go, though, is sort of those soul-wrenching moments, the existential moments, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the why are we here kind of questions, and do my best. And it's also informed by stuff I read and experience in life, obviously. My own personal history informs, you know, what I write about. But, so definitely content matters to me, and I don't want to just write something for the sake of writing it. It has to have meaning that I hope will transcend me, and the listener can interpret that and, you know, put it in line with their own life and draw something more from it.
I'm always curious to ask songwriters, when you get an idea, you know, some people, they write it down on a piece of paper. If they're driving in the car, they might have a voice note they use in their phone. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to? What do you go to when you get that idea in your head and you go, I need to write this down or get it down?
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of having modern technology. I oftentimes do the voice thing. But I also am going old school. A lot of the things that I have are, I have notebooks and notebooks of drawings, words, or I'll just write down a melody like in a music staff because it's easier to see it and communicate that to somebody else. But I'll use both, but mostly handwriting. But if I'm in the car, I'll just, you know, tell Siri to open up my my music recording thing Yeah, that's what I do.
That's great. Yeah, a lot of times with the handwriting, I don't know about you, but sometimes the handwriting can get in, be a problem because it's so bad. I don't know how good your handwriting is, but...
Well, I mean, I did a handwriting classes and practicing for a long time, but it's definitely evolved since those days into some hard to decrypt kind of encoded scribbles.
That's great. Yeah. Well, we're talking to Morgan McCaskey. I've got a Kickstarter situation going, and of course you can go to her website, which is morganmckaskey.com. That's Morgan, MECASKEY.com, and get all the info right there. You've got some cool shows coming up. On February 18th, you're going to be playing this thing called, I've never heard of it, Bright Winter? What is Bright Winter? I'm kidding, of course. But why don't you tell us about it?
basically, Bright Winter is this beautiful intersection of warmth and light, obviously inherent in the title, and music and art and food trucks and everything colliding at once to bridge the long gray season we have here called winter. So I believe this is its sixth or seventh year. I actually just played the fundraiser at the Bob Stop this past Friday with Sean and Shelby, which was a really cool event. All the proceeds went to support Bright Winter so that it can remain free to the public. But yeah, they have all kinds of music, bluegrass, hip hop, classical, rock and roll, country, every kind of music, and a ton of local bands are represented, playing both indoor and outdoor stages, and it's in the Flats this year, so we're excited to be playing full band.
Yeah, full band, and you're going to be at the Music Box Supper Club, correct?
That's correct,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, you want to play another tune for us?
Sure. trying to think what to play. I will play you one. This is a new song that will hopefully be recorded this year. It's a tune called Home With You.
Morgan McCaskey here on Neo Rocks.
Evoking your name to eliminate pain, questions swim around. Oh God, it so hurts to exist on this earth. Think I'll drown my pain all the way down, down. This lonesome persistence that is always with us in the company of many of you cannot be relieved, no, it runs true and deep. All my soul longs for is you. There's no place that we're home until we're home with you. There's no place that we're home until we're home with you. Oh, there's no place that we're home until we're home with you. There's no place that we're home until we're
Morgan McCaskey here on Yo Rocks. Very nice. Very nice. I've got to admit, I have guitar envy right now. I've been staring at that guitar like, wow, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's just the run-of-the-mill Martin, but hey, I like him. I like him a lot.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and why don't you tell everybody where they can find out more about you and the project you have going on.
Sure. So you can go, again, to my website, Morgan McCaskey, MECASKEY.com. I'm also on Facebook under that name, Twitter at that handle, Instagram, I guess, at that handle, and you'll see a link for all the Kickstarter and shows that are forthcoming in those spaces.
Morgan, thank you very much for coming in.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. We're going to play, by the way, concert calendar coming up in just a little bit for those who are waiting for that. My apologies, I got a little distracted earlier, but we're going to play Lover Less Wild here from your Lover Less Wild CD. Thank you again for coming in.
Awesome. This jealous love.